Audioberg presents Luella Miller by Mary Eleanor Wilkins Freeman, read by Roy McCreary and Courtney Clare. Close to the village street stood the one-story house in which Luella Miller, who had an evil name in the village, had dwelt. She'd been dead for years. Yet there were those in the village who, in spite of the clearer light which comes on a vantage point from a long past danger, half believed in the tale which they had heard from their childhood. In their hearts, although they scarcely would have owned it, was a survival of the wild horror and frenzied fear of their ancestors who had dwelt in the same age with Luella Miller. Young people even would stare with a shudder at the old house as they passed, and children never played around it, as was their wont around an untenanted building. Not a window in the old Miller house was broken. The panes reflected the morning sunlight in patches of emerald and blue, and the latch of the sagging front door was never lifted, although no bolt secured it. Since Luella Miller had been carried out of it, the house had had no tenant, except one friendless old soul who had no choice between that and the far-off shelter of the open sky. This old woman, who had survived her kindred and friends, lived in the house 1 week. Then, one morning, no smoke came out of the chimney, and a body of neighbors, a score strong, entered and found her dead in her bed.